And good Sunday morning to you, Steve Stewart, hanging out here in the WFMS studios. And I am here every Sunday right around this time with the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show. And what we do during this little half hour here is we introduce you to some pretty cool people out there in the community. They're doing a lot of great things for a lot of great reasons. And hopefully you can benefit from what they have to offer. Or who knows, you know, maybe they are looking for you. And we're going to find out exactly what we got going on this morning. Oh, before I get started here, if you'd like to be on the WFMS Friends and Neighbors Community Show, hey, it's simple to do. Just go to the website, go to the Friends and Neighbors page, and submit an application. Those come right to me. And if I can get you in, get you scheduled, talk about who you are, what you do, and your event, I will certainly do so. So again, that's WFMS.com, the Friends and Neighbors page. Just submit an application. And this morning, my guest is Angie Mackle. She is a lifelong parishioner of Little Flower Catholic Church, a lifelong East Side resident, and the festival organizer for a pretty big event they've got coming up. We're going to chat about here in just a little bit. But Angie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
I mentioned there you are a lifelong resident of the East Side.
Yes,
and
I am.
You not only attended Little Flower Catholic Church, you went to the school as well, correct?
I did. Yes, okay. I did.
And that church has been there for quite some time, hasn't it?
1925 is when the church started.
1925. So math was never one of my strong subjects, Angie. I really didn't have a strong subject, but that's over 90 years, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So the church itself and the school, let's kind of talk to school first, okay?
Okay.
It's the Little Flower Catholic School.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Right there on the east side. Where about is it located? What's the exact address?
The address of the school is 1401 North Bozart Avenue, and it's tucked into the Little Flower neighborhood, kind of near the intersection of 10th and Emerson, mm-hmm. in between Emerson and Sherman there, in between 10th and 16th.
Okay, and with the school itself, what ages
It's preschool 3-year-olds through 8th grade.
Okay, so that's pretty much kindergarten through 8th grade or preschool?
Absolutely, preschool.
Okay.
Well, yes.
My bad, I haven't had little ones that young for quite some time,
right.
So I'm forgetting what's preschool and K and this and that. All right, tell us about the school. Now, say, for example, somebody's listening this morning, mm-hmm. and they've got a child getting ready to kind of get into that preschool age,
sure.
kindergarten, first grade, mm-hmm. and they're thinking about, you know, a Catholic education for them, and they're there on the east side. What's mm-hmm. the process? What would it take to really get involved or get signed up or get information mm-hmm. on that?
Probably the best resource at this point would be the website, and that's mm-hmm. littleflowerparishschool.org.
Okay.
There you could find a phone number on there and give the office a call during office hours. They'd be happy to set you up for a tour, get your family in, talk a little bit about costs and options for financial aid and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I was at the website earlier before you came in this morning, and yeah, you can schedule a visit. They'll take you around, like you said, give you a
mm-hmm.
tour. And
right.
The website, very informative. Again, that's littleflowerparishschool.org, mm-hmm. about information if you're interested in possibly, you know, getting your children involved and this and that. And same deal with the church, right?
Exactly, yes. Our parish website is littleflowerparish.org.
Okay, so littleflowerparish.org, that's the website for the church.
Right.
And then for the school, it's littleflowerparishschool.org. And again, the
right.
Websites are chock full of information. Again, we're speaking with Angie Mackle. She's a lifelong parishioner, let me say that right, of Little Flower Catholic Church.
Right.
And also the festival organizer this year. Now, the festival we're talking about is Little Flower Summer Fest. And Angie, you mentioned before we turned on the mics, this is kind of your first attempt at organizing. Now, you've
it
got
is.
A lot of volunteers that are helping you as well,
absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely. I have a great team behind me.
Okay. Tell us about the Little Flower Summer Fest.
Okay. Well, it's our major fundraiser for our parish.
Uh-huh.
And it takes place on the first weekend of June, Friday, June 1st through Sunday, June 3rd. We have a Monte Carlo on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a bingo on Friday night. There's a silent auction and a raffle that's going on throughout the festival. There's a family day on Sunday. We have some entertainers that come. Silly Safari comes on Sundays and Mr. Daniel, and they do a lot of kid things. So Sunday's very much a family day. But there is entertainment throughout as well. There are bands playing on Friday night and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
There's rides and games. Poor Jack Amusement is there, and we have a midway. So there's games for children of all ages. There's also adult games. It's pretty much a little bit of everything.
Okay, and three-day festival.
Yes.
And you rattled off a bunch of stuff there. And I have been over there before. I've been there with WFMS Friends and Neighbors van, and there's a lot of action. I mean, it's going on outside. It's going on inside. There's vendors. There's tents. There's rides, like you said. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it starts Friday, June 1st.
Correct,
and
yes.
And the event, the Little Flower Summerfest, is always the first June, or the first weekend in June.
It's the first weekend after Memorial Day.
After Memorial Day. Okay. Right. And let's talk Friday, first of all. What time does the event actually get started? Is it later in the afternoon?
It starts at 5 o'clock p.m.
5 o'clock p.m. Yes. on Friday. And then Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Saturday, it goes from 3 o'clock until 11 o'clock.
3 to 11. And how about Sunday?
And Sunday is 11:30 till 5 o'clock.
11:30 to 5 o'clock. 11:30
to 5 on Sunday.
And the thing is, there's so much going on. There's so much happening, like Angie said. And the big thing is, too, everyone's invited. Everyone's invited. So many people think, oh, well, that's a church function. New.
Right.
You want the entire east side, the south side coming over, the north side coming down. It's open to everybody. And there is, trust me, there is something for everyone in your family. I mean, all ages. Like she said, there's kids games going on.
Right.
The moms, the dads, if you enjoy live entertainment, make sure you're there. What was it, the card game? Is it?
Well, we have Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo.
So there's blackjack and...
Okay, yeah. So a lot of that going on as well. And the rides themselves. And let's talk cost, okay? Let's talk cost. Because say I'm bringing my family over. It's my wife, myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make up a couple little kids that I've got that want to ride the rides. What kind of cost am I looking at, Angie?
Well, in terms of just getting in the door, we do have a $10 purchase per person. So you'll pay $10 at the gate, but then you will be handed coupons worth $10 to be spent anywhere at the festival. So it's basically free if you're planning on spending money at the festival.
Sounds like it to me. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah, that
sounds
free.
It's $10 at the gate, and then you get those coupons, and you can literally spend them anywhere. It's just like cash.
I see. Okay.
Right. And so for the rides, there will be ticket booths there. I believe they're $1.25 per ticket, and it just depends. Depends on, or 20 for $20 at the festival. It just depends on how many tickets per ride. So now if you come on Sunday, there is a one price $12 to ride all the rides all day long for the Sunday event.
Okay, so Sunday is pay one price.
Yes.
And you can go at it all day.
Exactly.
Okay, moms, dads with kids, are you listening to that? That's Sunday, actually the 3rd, 11:30 to 5, pay one price, all the rides for free. And again, we're speaking with Angie Mackle. She is the festival organizer this year for the Little Flower Summerfest, which is Little Flower Catholic Churches and Schools.
Yes.
Big fun. Fundraiser of the year.
Right.
And yeah, let's talk about those funds that you make with this fundraiser. Angie, what exactly do you target, or what are you hoping to accomplish with the money that you make at the event?
Well, this, because it is our major fundraiser, this is what we need to do to make any kind of improvements to our building. So those expensive projects, you know, like when you want to put a new roof on your home or something, you have to have a certain fund. So the festival is what funds our major capital projects. This particular year, we are looking to replace a couple of flat roofs on our church building and new HVAC units.
Okay.
For one part of our church. It's an ongoing project that we have been doing with the church, and this is our final HVAC part of the church building.
Very cool. All right.
Yes.
Again, it's Angie Mackle. She's the festival organizer for Little Flower Summerfest, and let's rattle through these details again real quick, Angie. Now, she is a lifelong parishioner of Little Flower Catholic Church over there on the east side. What's the exact address? 1401 North
Bozart
Avenue.
Correct.
That's the place, and that's where the festival is going to be held as well.
Exactly.
Well, just make sure everybody knows about
yes.
that. It's right there, the building. Parking lot is...
It's in the parking lot, right.
It is one big festival. I mean, you can't miss it if you're in the area. You'll see it and hear it. And again, what weekend is that going on, the weekend?
June 1st through June 3rd.
So it kicks off Friday, June 1st. And I think you mentioned that gets started at
5 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Friday.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. So plenty going on that night. And there's live entertainment.
Yes.
Monte Carlo,
yes.
entertainment. What about food and drinks?
Food and drinks.
Certainly there's food and drinks on
absolutely.
Site, right? We forgot to mention those. Tell me about that.
We did. Well, there is an outdoor food court that goes on the entire festival.
Mm-hmm.
Food from the parish, so volunteers from the parish are serving up all kinds of fair food, if you will, burgers and tenderloins and spiral spuds and all of that kind of thing, ice cream and elephant ears, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Most anything you can think of with a festival.
I've been there. I've eaten there before, too, as a matter of fact. back. And I think I was there on a Friday evening and had some of that grub. So plenty going on there. And again, Saturday, we kick off about what time?
Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. And on Saturday, we have an indoor dinner available as well. And it's our neighbors, the Steer Inn restaurant that's over at 10th and Emerson. They are going to be providing their famous beef and noodles dinner that night.
So they
will be there for that evening. And then that's until 11 o'clock as far as the festival goes, until 11 o'clock on Saturday. And then on Sunday, there's a brunch as well in the morning. And the brunch starts at 9:30 a.m. So it starts before the festival actually kicks off.
Okay. And it starts 11:30 Sunday to 5. So it wraps up at 5, a little bit earlier. But three-day festival. Get over there if you can. And again, speaking with Angie Mackel, she's the festival organizer for Little Flower Summer Fest this year. It's going to be held at Little Flower Catholic School and Church, 1401 North Bozart Avenue. And that's right down the street from Cecina High School, right?
Correct.
Right,
Angie? Correct.
Okay. And we're talking about food and drinks there a little while ago. And pretty important, too, to tell mom, dad, possibly they want to stop by, watch the bands, enjoy a cold adult beverage. There is beer and wine available, too, right, Angie?
There is, absolutely. There's a beer truck, and we're going to have Bud and Bud Light and also craft beers from Sun King. And then the wines will be Barefoot Wines.
Again, all the money they're raising this year for capital improvements right there to the building. Angie mentioned it was something with the air conditioning and roofs, replacing a couple flat roofs. Or
both of those.
A couple items. Both. All of the above, right? So it's going to a great cause. Trust me, you and your family will have a blast. Again, kicks off Friday, June 1st, runs through Sunday. And I believe Sunday is the 3rd.
Yes.
And remember Sunday as well. Moms, dads, you want to get the kids out there and wear them out. It's pay one price for the rides there on site. So get them over there. And again, this is going to be held at Little Flower Catholic Church and School.
Yes.
Now, is there a proper name for the school? Am I missing something?
Little Flower Catholic School.
Little Flower Catholic School. So, okay, I got it.
And the parish, St. Teresa of the Little Flower.
Okay, very good. It's at 1401 North Bozart Avenue.
Correct.
Let me say that again. I don't know why I'm having such a problem saying that. 1401 North Bozart Avenue. And again, kicks off Friday, June 1st. Goes through the entire weekend, raising money for a great cause. So, Angie, pleasure speaking with you.
You as well.
Keep up the good work over there. Hope you have a big weekend, and hope to see you soon, okay?
Thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate it.